This is my podcast called Talks with Liz and Jay. I am the host, Alyssa, and I'm with my co-host,
Jay.
So today what we're going to do is we are going to be answering some questions that people asked me on my Instagram. I posted it and they just swiped up with some different questions, and we are going to be putting our input in and letting you guys know how we feel about them. So the first question that we received was, what has been one of your most important life lessons? So do you want to start or me?
You could start.
Okay. So I would say, I really have to think about this, honestly. I would say, like...
I would say, well, a big lesson is also, like don't take life for granted.
Don't
take the people in your life for granted.
Honestly, that is probably what I would say the most. I would say that my biggest life lesson is definitely life is too short, just because I have lost people in my life.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you know, my family friend just passed away 2 years ago. Your dad.
Yeah.
Nothing
in this life is that deep.
My mom lost two of her brothers at a very young age. So I think I...
And you lose people unexpected.
Yeah. Like that, so. But even just with, like, everything going on nowadays, you just see that, like life is way too short. Like, nothing that you're really going through could be as worse as, like... what really is going on.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so many people go through, like, breakups, and obviously it's gonna hurt. It's gonna be tough, like, no matter what. Like, you can go through anything, a bad grade, it's still gonna hurt, but I always think about, like, there's so many other people that are going through worse things than their boyfriend cheating on them or getting a C+ instead of an A+. Like, there's just, like, so many things that people go through that everything is just, you know, life is too short. Like, you just have to live one day at a time and just, you know, go with the flow and be good at what, you know.
I think another thing is what's meant for you will come to you. Like, we'll find you. Like, don't put yourself in positions that, you know, aren't going to make you happy. Also, what broke you won't heal you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, life's too short to just worry about things that you... don't have
control over it. Yeah. I also do strongly believe in what's meant for you will find you, because I have been in so many situations that where I have, like, God, I feel like God has personally taken me out of them, because he's like, no, like, this is
not
for you.
Safe or healthy.
Yeah, like, so many different things. Okay, so that was the first question. So the second question is, let's see. What are your favorite and least favorite things about college?
Mine's short and sweet. I mean, I only went for 2 years, but my favorite thing was meeting new people and learning new things, because I didn't learn a lot in high school. My least favorite is obviously the work. Like,
yeah, I mean, everybody could say that.
I didn't go to a university, so I didn't really experience... I didn't really experience, like, the college life, but I definitely learned a lot.
Okay, like, I would say I experienced the college life because I did go away for college for one semester. So I did experience, like, the parties and, like, meeting new people and, like, even, like, the dining hall and everything.
Was your least favorite part, like, being away from home?
Yes. I was just going to say that. My least favorite part about college when I lived away was being away from home, just because of how close I am with my family. The work wasn't as bad. I think my favorite part was definitely meeting people, because obviously,
well,
like, my main best friend now is who I met my first year of college.
It brought you a lot of friendships.
Yeah, it brought me a lot of friendships. But I would say when I moved back home and I went to school closer, my least favorite part was commuting to the school. I hated getting up, because it's not like high school where it's 5 minutes away from you or 2 minutes away from you. Like, my high school was down the block from my house.
Class also made me very anxious. And
yeah.
I know you had that problem.
No,
too.
Yeah.
Like, going to class, like, it's just very, like, sometimes it's nerve-wracking.
I hated sitting in class. That's why I obviously started doing the online, because my anxiety. But I think that's also another part of why I came home when I was at school, because of my anxiety and how and your mom bad it was getting. There, like, yeah. I just didn't know. Didn't know what to do. But yeah. Let's see.
We can do, what's one thing you can't live without? My family.
Yeah, my family. That's the easiest question. That's the easiest question.
No explanation. That's
to answer. I don't know how people can sit here and be like, oh, my phone.
Oh, my money.
My money. My friend. Or like my friend. Like, yeah, of course I wouldn't want to live without my friends. But like if I had to sit here and choose one thing, it's 110% my family. Like my family is just the closest people to me. I know I could trust them with every ounce of information that I have in my body. And they're just like the number one people that are always there for me. And they prove that to me for 24 years that I've been living.
And they forever will.
Like,
those are the people that always be there for you.
Yeah, I would never take them for granted. I would never, nothing.
We could pick.
So that was very simple, obviously.
This one kind of goes like hand in hand.
So yeah, so the next question is, if you can travel back in time, what period would you visit and why? I would definitely visit probably when I was in high school. Just because I think I personally took those years, like took advantage of those years, because I didn't realize how fast they were really going. And everybody before I went to high school, when I was in eighth grade, 2014, everybody told me, don't take this for granted. Don't take this for granted. It's going to fly by. I'm telling you, it's going to fly by. And I did not believe them. And then literally it felt like the next day I was graduating.
No, I can 100% agree with that, because I took my high school years for granted, and then I was the COVID. I'm younger than you, so I was the COVID senior year. So I lost the whole year, you know, the year of everything, the year of like prom, senior nights and all of that. So if I could go back, it would be back to high school. But if I could really go back to one time in my life, it would be the time I had with my dad. I recently just lost my dad in December, so I could go back to any time with him. I would do that, but...
Yeah.
You know? I mean...
You just don't... Even, like, people say this, like, for relationships, like, you don't realize what you have until it's gone. But that's for anything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's for anything. Like, even with my grandma, like, I knew she was sick. I knew she was, like, you know, dying and, like, on, like, her, you know, last, like, couple of days, like weeks. And it's not that I took that for granted. It's just like you always think like there's more time yeah, more time, you know what I'm saying, until there's not.
Right.
So it's definitely tough, but I would definitely go back. And also I feel like during high school I had my grandma, my grandfather,
everybody,
you know, junior was still also alive.
Middle school and high school were like the easy days.
Exactly, like you had no worries, no bills to pay,
you didn't need money. Things were a lot cheaper. Life wasn't as crazy.
All you had to worry about is, like, what you were wearing to, like, the football games.
On Friday nights.
Literally.
what boy you were going
to
be.
Yeah, so I would definitely go back to that time. I would definitely want to go back to the past. I wouldn't want to travel to the future. Because I wouldn't want to know what's about to happen. I just kind of want to go with the flow with that.
Oh, yeah, no. That's why I don't know how people go to psychics. I'm like, why do you want to know what's going to happen in your life?
Yeah, no, I would. I definitely would... Travel. A lot of people, if you ask them, they would definitely want to go ahead
to the future. To the future. See who they're gonna marry,
yeah, like I would not want to do that, or like what would happen to them, like.
Because what's the point of living life?
You know exactly. What's gonna you know what's gonna happen. You know, like oh yeah.
And what if you don't want it? What if a psychic tells you you're gonna marry someone you literally hate,
and then you're gonna like stop yourself from falling in love with that person, and then there you go. You're single for the rest of your life, like, because that is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the next question, and I think we have time for, like, two more. So the next question we got asked was, if there was one person you would want to meet in life, who would it be? So I'm guessing that it could be anybody, like, celebrity, even somebody that you don't.
You'd pick Central C.
No. I mean, I would want to pick Central C because whatever, but I also would want to meet somebody that could give me, like, a very good, like, like life lesson. Like, what is Central C gonna do for me?
Just if we had to meet a celebrity, yeah, you'd pick Central C. I'd pick like Megan Fox.
Yeah, but
if I had to like meet somebody,
I'm trying to think like who's really like who has like the power to really like
if I could meet somebody, unfortunately they're not here anymore, it would be my dad's dad. Okay. To talk to him. Like, that's someone I've always wanted to meet, but I never did meet him. So that's someone I know I could have, like, because that was my grandma's husband. So, like,
yeah.
You know, I never got to meet him, though, but I know if I did, I know he would have taught me a lot and definitely, like, helped a lot. And definitely, like, maybe, like, old family members that, like, I've never really had a chance to meet. Like,
just, like, to learn know, more like, about.
I would have loved to meet my mom's mom, but I didn't. Like, you know, I didn't meet those people that I feel like.
No, I know what you mean. If I were to have, like, I, this is going to sound terrible, but if I had to pick somebody to meet, like, a celebrity, I think it'd be Kim Kardashian. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have such bad things to say about her, but she's been through a lot, and she's a very smart person. I mean, she's going to law school. Like, you know, like, I feel like she has a lot of advice that she can give out. But if it wasn't a celebrity, you're right. I would want to meet, like, my great-great-great-grandmother. Yeah. Like and just ask her questions about like life. The world back like 1912.
If I can go back to any time, I wish we were born in the 80s. I feel like we would have so much fun.
Oh
like,
yeah.
So much fun.
No, I mean I
look at pictures and I'm like, damn. They had like my mom had a good. My mom and dad had a good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like there was no problem in the world.
So the next question is a different question than what we've been talking about, but they asked us what your ideal relationship is.
Just love me. Just be nice to me.
Honestly, no, my ideal relationship is definitely respect, communication, and you have to be a family person. If you're not a family person, that comes with respect, I think. But if you're not a family person, make my family your family. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a very big family person. Yeah. So it's like, it's okay if you don't have a big family. It's okay if you're not close to your family. Because my family will welcome you in and you'll be my family. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I feel like a lot of people that grow up with people, like, you know, some people aren't close to their families, which is okay, obviously, but I feel like that's what stops them from being so close to their significant other's family. But it's like, to me, it's like, I want that, like.
Well, yeah, part of me, like going off of that, part of me, like, wants to meet someone that, like, isn't, like, doesn't have a big family, because I want you to feel, like, loved and welcomed by mine.
Yeah.
But then I'd also love for someone to have a big family, because, like.
So like, we could, family, like, kind of, like, combine. Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have 14 cousins. I have so many aunts and uncles. Yeah. So it's like, if I have 14 cousins and so many aunts and uncles, and then I marry somebody with 16 cousins and so many aunts and uncles, like, that would be just like one big.
Yeah.
But then I would also wish that they all got along.
Yeah.
Because then you never know, like, who doesn't like who doesn't want to be around who. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely my ideal relationship, what you said, respect, communication, loyalty, and trust comes with respect. Because if you can't, you might think you're respecting me, but if you're not being loyal, then that's not respecting me at all.
Yeah.
So, I can tell you right now, you disrespect me. My family don't like you.
Exactly. Done
then
up.
Then you're gone.
You're done. So we have time for one more question. The last question, let's see. I would say, okay.
You can end it with that.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Okay, so
hopefully
I'm
on an island somewhere.
I'm 24, so 10 years I would be 34. I would definitely say I hope that I'm very financially stable. I hope that I'm living with a very respectful husband. Having like 3 kids, hopefully, God willingly.
In 10 years, I hope I'm healthy.
And just, like, healthy. And, you know, I hope I'm still as close to my family. I hope I still have the same friendships that I have now. And
hopefully you
But definitely financially stable, because I hope I'm financially stable, because I really want to, like, pay my debt off. I want to pay my parents' house off. Like, I just want to give back to my family, because, well, my parents, because they've given me
for
so much.
You, I hope in 10 years for you, you've graduated college.
May. May.
Please. But please pass her.
Yeah, that's all for today. Yeah, that's all for this podcast.
Hope I'm healthy. That's it.
Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys liked all the questions. They were very different ones.
Yeah. A little emotional, a little not.
Yeah. So, hope you guys have a great day and enjoyed this podcast.
Thanks.
Bye.